This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. Kids and parents waiting to hear about college applications this year might be tempted to consider this alternative. Go to Germany. Colleges there have been tuition-free, and there's a place for everyone. But that's about to change. As NPR's Emily Harris reports, the carefree German university is transforming into something much more like what we have here.
Karlsruhe is a quiet German town close to the French border. Its university recently won status as a new elite school, partly for this. That's the click of a laser, on and off, as it repeatedly draws a design onto glass. One of many projects here in nanotechnology, the science of manipulating materials on the atomic or molecular level. Karlsruhe's strong work in this field was key to its being chosen as one of the first three elite universities in Germany. Rector Horst Hippler says the school intends to join forces with a publicly funded research institute and take on world-renowned universities like MIT.
We have founded the KIT, which is Karlsruhe Institute of Technology, and the name is on purpose like this, to remind the people in Germany that our objective is to become similar to the MIT, to compete with MIT in the future.
It's a long-term goal. The elite designation brings with it around $150 million over 5 years. That's a small fraction of the university's annual budget, which in turn is less than one-eighth of the $2 billion MIT spends a year. But in Hippler's view, both the elite title and the money represent a crucial shift in thinking about higher education here. He says for the nation's sake, German universities have to get more innovative.
We know very well that we can only survive with our standard of living if we are very, very innovative in the future. And for this, you have to take any effort to have as much innovation as possible. So
one innovation will be that Karlsruhe will be able to select its own students. Under the current system, students in most science programs are assigned a university based on test scores and experience. Undergrads lunching in the student union cafeteria are not sure that going to an elite school will do much for them. 22-year-old Stefan Pancho is halfway through a degree in electrical engineering.
Only thing that will change is that we have to pay 500 euros next year.
That roughly $650 fee is not directly tied to the elite status, but charging tuition fees for the first time in decades is also an attempt to shake up the system. Since the 1970s, German universities have been free and available to everyone who passes the demanding exam known as the Abitur. Reflecting the ideal of egalitarianism, all universities were said to be of the same high quality. But in reality, some excelled in certain areas. Over time, many have become too crowded, and few are now recognized as world class. Still, some people don't think that funding a few special places is the answer. Burkhard Kraus is a medieval expert at the University of Karlsruhe.
We have so many universities in Germany, and now they are going to elect 10 or 12 universities who get quite a lot of money, and that does mean that many universities in Germany are going to be rather marginal universities.
German universities have no tradition of alumni donations and only limited corporate funding. Kraus has taken the unusual step here of finding a private donor to fund some of his seminars.
I don't very much care about nanotechnology and stuff like that. If I have so many problems to get some money for my seminars or having a little trip to a cloister and those things, you see?
For almost 200 years, Germany has seen itself as the land of poets and thinkers, more recently perhaps of precision engineers. Many Germans would like to do well in both realms. Emily Harris, NPR News, Karlsruhe.